Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. It's Tuesday the 16th of August 2011. In the North West London Christian Church, we're preaching through the Psalms of Ascent. That's numbers 120 to 134. The sermons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are giving a bit more information. And today we're looking at Psalm 132, verse 13. Just that one verse today. It reads, "For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his dwelling." Now, this verse is in the context of the whole psalm where David has made a promise to God that he wants to build him a temple. And God is now in this part of the psalm making promises to David. And I suppose also reminding him about what this is really all about. In fact, the psalmist is reflecting that it's the Lord who's chosen Zion, who's chosen this mountain, who's chosen Jerusalem. And in fact, really, who's chosen David and chosen the people of Israel. God chose Zion and God desired it for his dwelling. It really is all about God. And this is something that a Christian always needs to reflect on and remember, that it really is about God. It's not about me and you. It's not about the church as such. It's not about what we're trying to achieve. It's really all about how God gets the glory and what he wants. He made us. He knows what's best for us. And his glory is wrapped up in us finding the true fulfillment and purpose in our lives. We need reminding from time to time that everything is God's. Even when he answers our prayers, and even when he gives us blessings, those things still belong to him. God is not to be exploited. He's not to be manipulated for our personal ends. God chose Zion. It reminds me that, of course, he chose the Israelites, Deuteronomy chapter 9, verses 4 to 6. "After the Lord your God has driven them out before you," that's talking about the people who inhabited the land of Canaan, "do not say to yourself, 'The Lord has brought me here to take possession of this land because of my righteousness.' No, it is on account of the wickedness of these nations that the Lord is going to drive them out before you. It is not because of your righteousness or your integrity that you are going in to take possession of their land, but on account of the wickedness of these nations, the Lord your God will drive them out before you to accomplish what he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Understand then that it is not because of your righteousness that the Lord your God is giving you this good land to possess, for you are a stiff-necked people." Now listen. Those of us who are Christians, we have still got a strong capacity for rebelliousness, for sinfulness, and for all the things that do not conform to a righteous life. We've been chosen not because of our righteousness. We've not been chosen because we're good people. We are as stiff-necked as the next person. No, we've been chosen because God loves us and wants to make a difference in this world. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 11, "In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will." We've been chosen because it was his will to choose us. It's good for us to remember that and reflect upon the fact that without God, we had a horrible past. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12, "Remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel and foreigners to the covenants of the promise, without hope and without God in the world." How quickly we forget what it was like before we were Christians. It's good to remember not only our past situation without God, but our present situation with God. Verse 13, following on, "But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ." And then verses 19 to 22, "You're no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people, members of God's household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you two are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit." A very important few verses connected with Psalm 132 in terms of building a temple. God has chosen us to be his temple, to bring him glory. Let's not forget that. If you'd like to know more about our church work, you can find us on nwlcc.org. If you could pop over to iTunes and give us some stars and a good review, we'd be very grateful. Tomorrow, we'll go on to the next verse. But until then, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.